Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Like bam. Suddenly everything feels different, heavier, maybe even a little broken. We've all been there, right? Well, today we're diving into something super important. Understanding the impact of trauma on mental health. Because let's face it, sometimes those curveballs can be more like freight trains, leaving us reeling and wondering how to pick up the pieces. Now, I want you to know that this isn't about diagnosing anyone or making light of someone else's pain. It's about acknowledging the real, powerful impact trauma can have on our minds and bodies, and equipping ourselves with some stoic wisdom to navigate those tough waters. Think of it like having a mental toolbox. The more tools you have, the better prepared you are to face whatever comes your way. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that might just change how you think about trauma and its impact on mental health. Firstly, understand that trauma isn't one size fits all. It can be anything from a single, devastating event like an accident or loss to ongoing experiences of abuse or neglect. Remember, there's no trauma scale. What deeply affects one person might not have the same impact on another. Secondly, trauma doesn't always manifest immediately. Sometimes it takes time for those feelings to surface, like a delayed reaction. You might feel perfectly fine one day and then bam. A seemingly insignificant trigger sends you spiraling. This can be super confusing and frustrating, but trust me, your brain is just trying to process things in its own way. Thirdly, it's not about getting over trauma, it's about learning to manage it. Think of it like a chronic illness, something that requires ongoing attention and care. It doesn't disappear overnight, but with the right tools and support, you can learn to live a fulfilling life even with its presence. Fourthly, your thoughts and feelings are valid. Don't ever let anyone tell you otherwise. Feeling scared, angry, sad, or confused after experiencing trauma is completely normal. Bottling it all up only makes things worse. Acknowledge your emotions, give yourself permission to feel them, and seek support when you need it. And lastly, remember that you are not alone. There are countless resources available for people who have experienced trauma: therapists, support groups, hotlines, and even online communities. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help. Ever felt like your mind is playing tricks on you? Like, one minute everything feels normal, and the next you're suddenly flooded with memories or emotions from a past experience that seems a million miles away. This can be a common symptom of trauma, known as flashbacks. It's like being transported back to that moment in time, experiencing it all over again, the sights, sounds, smells, and even the feelings. I once had this friend who was deeply affected by a car accident years ago. Even though she physically healed, she still get flashbacks when driving, feeling the fear and panic of that day resurfacing with every screeching tire or sudden stoplight. It was like living in two realities at once, one moving forward and the other stuck in the past. But here's the key takeaway. You don't have to let trauma define you. Stoic wisdom reminds us that we have the power to choose our reactions, even when faced with difficult experiences. By understanding the impact of trauma, practicing mindfulness, and seeking support when needed, we can learn to manage its effects and build a life filled with resilience and meaning. So, what's your takeaway from today's episode? Remember, you're not alone on this journey. There are people who care about you, resources available to help you, and most importantly, the strength within yourself to overcome any challenge. Now go out there and live a life filled with mental fortitude. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these insights. Leave a review and join us tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Wisdom in 5 minutes. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.